Why are trains slower in getting from A to B than they were 15, 20, 30 years ago, despite the billions of euro that have been invested in upgrading the rail network and putting in new, faster-looking train sets? Mark Leeson of Rail Users Ireland, what do you believe the problem to be?
I think that we've invested heavily in the network. I mean, it was quite run down. I think what happened was at the time the investment went on, the Irish Rail introduced a customer charter, which guaranteed 90% of its trains would arrive at destination within 10 minutes.
And there's a of the appointed published time.
And there seems to be a correlation between the extended times and the arrival of the customer charter. And there are particularly issues, say, for instance, between Cork and Mallow, where trains can take 10 minutes longer to get from Mallow to Cork as they do take from Cork to Mallow. So the train's going uphill from Cork to Mallow, so logically it should take more time going to Mallow, but it doesn't. So there's a difference of about 9 to 10 minutes.
So what are you suggesting? Is it so to buy time effectively to make sure that they meet the customer's charter, that they've built in sort of a planned delay on the timetable, is it?
But no one has any problem with a planned delay being added into the timetable, but introducing a big 10-minute lump at the end of the journey doesn't really serve the passenger, because if it would be better divided, if there needs to be an extra few minutes added, divided across the journey, so then have more punctual arrivals and departures at stations en route. But 10 minutes, it's quite obvious the punctuality standard is 10 minutes, and there's a difference of 10 minutes between a commuter train and an intercity train between Cork and Mallow.
And is that the sole reason why the trains are later, or why the published journey times are longer than they used to be? I think it's 2 hours 45 minutes now between Dublin and Cork, as against 2:20 it would have been 15 years ago.
Well, I think admittedly, as Barry will say when he comes on, that there is more trains out there in the network, and that's understandable that things have to go slightly slower. But we've invested heavily in the network. We spent over €1 billion. We spent 110 million on Houston Station to clean up the delays and waiting for platforms that used to happen there. And the signalling that's been installed all across the network was designed specifically to meet the proposed modern timetable.
Barry Kenny of Irish Rail, why are the trains slower?
Well, many of the trains have improved in speeds, but I mean, in terms of the overall, I mean, the point in the paper today referred to the Sligo train, it is marginally quicker, but I'm not to dismiss the point. Some of the train journeys are longer. I mean, there's a couple of factors here. We are operating a far more intensive network at the moment in terms of far higher frequency, both in terms of intercity and in terms of the commuter area. So if you take the Cork-Dublin train, that's obviously got to interact with commuter services. At the Cork end, it's got to interact with commuter services at the Kildare end. So that is a factor, and similar to one on the road networks where there is congestion and one has to allow in journey time for that, that is a factor. The second point as well I would make is at the moment we are actually undertaking quite a lot of improvement works along our network, like the Kildare route works between Hazelhatch and Cherry Orchard, like works at Port Arlington, and like works at Limerick Junction. And when we are doing works, essentially in Kildare, we're building a brand new railway line beside a current operating, you have to have restrictions to allow that work to take place safely. So obviously, when it is completed, we will get journey time back and improve it still further. But what our customers tell us they want is a reliable, regular service. And what we are giving now in terms of very strong 2 hours 45 minute journey time Cork to Dublin, which leaves cars in its wake, bar you're breaking the law dramatically right along the route in a car, that is what we're delivering.
But is it always going to be 2:45? Are you ever going to drop it?
No, we are. That's what I'm saying.
You're saying it's temporary at the moment.
We're saying the Kildare route works, we'll be able to bring that back. And with further works, because the investment in our network, it has to be remembered that the neglect in our network, and I suppose it relates more to the Waterford and Sligo routes that were referred to in today's article, that was rebuilding the network to where it needed to be. It was safety-focused investment. And of course we want to improve journey time still further, but customers have responded to the increased frequency and the reliable times.
Mark Leeson from Rail Users Ireland, how much of that do you accept, this point that the slowness is down to the massive amount of work that's been done at various points along the lines?
Now, I mean, with the Kildare route project, I can understand the need to slow down, but it only accounts for, it's only 8 miles out of 166 to Cork. And of course, I mean, it is consistent. You're consistently arriving into Dublin 5, 10, even 15 minutes early when coming up from Cork. Similarly, when you're going to Cork, you're consistently arriving into Cork 5 to 10 minutes early. So clearly is a significant slack in that schedule.
So is that the point that Mark started with, Barry, that you're deliberately overstating the amount of time that it's going to take so that you won't miss out on your commitments under your customer service?
We have variable levels of the investment work going on during the network during the year. You want to have a consistent timetable that customers, that 2 hours 45, for example, Dublin to Cork, consistent timetable is there that allows for the varying levels of work that may be taking place during the year. And I mean, you know, we're in a very strong position now if we have situations where trains are arriving in 5 and 10 minutes early. That's very positive for our customers, that this high punctuality on comfortable trains on a modern network is what we're delivering. And of course, the next phase is, because customers, as I say, we record growth because of that increased frequency, and the next phase is to get after that journey time. We're well aware the motorway investment programme is coming, and we want to maintain the competitive advantage that we have there, and that will attract still more people.
But if people, for example, are to use their car or to use the train going from Cork to Dublin rather than going by car, don't you need to be significantly faster? And as the road improves dramatically between Cork and Dublin, aren't people going to say, well, I might as well have my car with me in the city rather than having to drop it off at the train station and then get further public transport when I get to Dublin?
Well, that's
Cork.
We will be reducing still further, but I can tell you, obviously the motorways will benefit road travel, but it does not allow people to escape from the congestion in the cities on the roads, and we will always beat that.
And the Dublin Sligo service, for example, Mark, has that done as had been promised, given the massive investment that went into it?
Well, there hasn't been any improvement in the Dublin-Sligo line. It's still about 3 hours each way from Dublin to Sligo, despite the new trains, new track, new signalling, the Maynooth line.
And the job is done, isn't it?
The job is done, apparently.
Well, then why is it not faster?
It is, as it happens. We have 2 hours 59 at best time now. But the fact is that we've increased the intensity of service from 3 services each way to 8 services each way. And you have to remember, the Sligo line, for the vast majority of its route, is single track. So those 8 trains have to cross each other at key station points along the route. And needless to say, the sectional running is quicker, but you do have to balance that off by essentially allowing trains pass each other, and that's a very intensive operation on a predominantly single
track.
Okay,
to finish off with you, Sir Barry Kenny, do you believe the trains are going fast enough?
The trains are going fast. We're getting record passenger numbers, and it will improve speed still further.
Mark Leeson, given what you just heard there?
I think Irish will need to deliver on the promises they made 10 years ago with respect to the journey times they were going to offer us now.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Barry Kenny of Irish Rail, and Mark Leeson from Rail Users Ireland.